It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Katie Kotz. Katie is a certified medical assistant, and this is Katie's debut in the on Wellness Wednesday, right, Katie?
Yes. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fairly well. How about you?
Well, I'm enjoying the nice weather. I don't like it when it's hot and humid, like it was last weekend.
Yes, I agree with you there.
Okay. Well, Katie, why don't you tell our listeners a little about yourself, where you grew up, and your education and family and stuff?
All right. Well, I grew up in Clarkfield. I have four kiddos, ages 11 and a half, 8 and a half, 7, and 4 and a half, and they all come over to school here in Montevideo, so.
Okay. Well, that keeps you busy. Then you're a busy mom.
Yeah, definitely. We are running like crazy, it feels like, most days, which is good. It's fun.
Right, right. So where did you go to high school and your education, college education?
Sure. So I went to high school over at Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls, and then after that I did my certified medical assistant schooling over at Ridgewater in Willmar.
Okay. What do you like to do for hobbies? Do you have hobbies, Katie?
So usually...
Besides your children?
Yeah, running around with kids is my main focus and hobby. So we like to spend time at the lake with our family. That's kind of our main focus.
Okay, good. And how long have you been working at CCM Health, Katie?
I have been here for 15 and a half years. So straight out of school, I started here at CCM Health.
Okay, wow. What do you like about working at CCM Health?
I like the family atmosphere. You know, I've come to love all of my coworkers here. It's just a great atmosphere. I just really enjoy it.
Okay. So, Katie, what are we going to talk about this morning then?
So what we're going to talk about here today is going to be the importance of child and teen checkups, specifically focusing on sports physicals and immunizations, given the fact that we're already halfway through our summer and school is going to be starting up again soon, which means that our fall sports are going to be starting and kiddos are going to be needing to get in for their sports exams.
Isn't that crazy to even be talking like that? It seems like it just got started.
I know it. So with our sports exams, typically kiddos are needing sports exams when they're going into 7th grade and then again in 10th grade. And so with that, the Minnesota State High School League requires that kiddos come in, have a sports exam where we do, you know, a general checkup. We listen to their heart, we listen to their lungs. We do a vision screen, we do a hearing screen, and just a good general checkup to make sure there aren't any areas of concern that would warrant any problems or reasons why they wouldn't be able to participate in any kind of sporting activity.
And I'm guessing everyone that's involved in high school sports needs a physical,
yes.
Right?
Yep, that would be correct.
Okay. So Katie, what can a student or a athlete expect on a visit?
So when you first come in, what you would expect is you would check in for your visit by first registering at the door. We're actually going to be partnering with the Montevideo High School for exams on August 1st and August 2nd, just to kind of back up here, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. On those days, where you would present through the front desk of you'd present through the front doors of the high school on August 1st and August 2nd. You would register, you'd get a form that is titled the Minnesota State High School League Sports Qualifying physical examination form. The child and the parent would fill that out, and then after that, you come back to one of the nurses where they would go through the form with you. They do your hearing screen. They do your vision screen. They'll run through a series of depression screening questions, anxiety screening questions. They're going to check your height. They're going to check your weight, your blood pressure, and then run through any immunizations that you might be due for, and then get you ready for the provider, who would then do their physical assessment for you.
Okay. Katie, you mentioned mental health assessment. When I was in school, we didn't have that, and it's so important to at least discuss that with your doctor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, correct. This day and age, there are so many reasons that we need to make sure that our students are being supported with their mental health. The social media and other aspects out there that are affecting our students, it's really important that we touch base to make sure that our kiddos are feeling supported and that they're doing okay.
Okay. What grades are we talking about again, Katie?
So 7th through 12th grade.
Okay. And is there a due date that this needs to be done by? You mentioned August 1st and 2nd, but...
So right now we're doing specific dates where we're partnering with the school on August 1st and 2nd, where these athletic exams will be done from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., which can be scheduled through CCM Health, our admissions desk.
Does insurance cover this, do you know?
So generally insurances will cover well-child exams or sports physicals, but if for some reason your insurance doesn't cover an exam, they are charging only $50 for the sports exam.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell her, where do they call again? And
So if you're wanting to get scheduled for a sports exam or a well-child exam, you can simply call our main number here at CCM Health, and that would be 320-269-8877. And if the dates of August 1st or August 2nd didn't work for you, one of our schedulers would be able to assist you with scheduling at our Montevideo Clinic locations or even one of our satellite locations for a different day or time if the Montevideo High School location did not work for you.
Okay. All right. Did we touch on everything, Katie, that you wanted to talk about this morning?
I think the only other thing would just be for vaccines with these exams. So before kiddos start school, generally before 7th grade, there are vaccines that are required. The tetanus shot and the meningitis shot are typically required before starting 7th grade, and then there is the optional HPV or the human papillomavirus that is recommended as well. So something to consider, even if your kiddo is not needing a sports exam before school starts, they will need those vaccines updated before starting 7th grade.
Okay, yeah, that's very important. That's very important for sure, so.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Katie, I appreciate you being on Wellness Wednesday this morning and giving us all that information, and enjoy the rest of your summer then.
Yes. If there's any other questions that you guys have, certainly reach out to us here at CCM Health. There's information on our website, which would be ccmhealthmn.com, otherwise simply calling us at that 320-269-8877 number, and we'd be more than happy to assist with any questions that anyone may have.
All right, thank you, Katie.
Okay, thank you.
That's Katie Kotz. Katie's a certified medical assistant at CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.